from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Look at that. We're getting things accomplished over here. We're getting things done over here on The Drive. So let me give you guys an update. Somebody earlier said I listen every day and this is my first time hearing it. Malarkey. I don't believe you. I don't believe you then if that's the case. All right, so this is what's happening. Starting tomorrow, we will be on 96.5 FM. Our station is no longer going to be 610 Sports Radio. It is going to be 96.5 The Fan. Now, I know you guys have a million questions. I will do my best to answer all of your questions. Some of you are asking about the HD station. I don't know anything about that, to be completely honest with you. I don't have HD radio in my car. So that's something that you might have to just discover tomorrow for yourself. I don't know what kind of space vehicle you have over there. But I don't have that. So I don't know anything about it. But what I do know is, however you are listening to the show today, you can also listen to the show the exact same way tomorrow. So if you always listen to the podcast every day because you work during this time, first off, salute to you. You can still listen the exact same way on the podcast. If you like listening on the app, I want to apologize to you for listening on the app because you can never win any of the prizes. Never. You can never win any of the prizes that way. So I feel bad for you, and I wish I could do something to help you. Maybe at some point we will be able to help you on the app, but that's not where we are right now. You can still listen on the app. If you don't want to join us at 96.5 FM, you can stay right here on 610 AM, and the show is going to be simulcast on both of those things. So it doesn't have to be a change if you don't want it to be a change. Now, if you want to come over to 96.5, you can't. That's where I'm going to be. That's where Rob's going to be. That's where Bob's going to be, and Dusty and Cody and Alex. That's where we all are going to be. The Royals are going to be over there. The Chiefs are going to be. Everybody is coming over there, but you don't have to. You can stay right here and continue listening to the show the exact same way that you have for however long you have been. So I just want to tell you thank you. I want to give you all the information. Rob tells me that we are getting a new phone number. Rob, what is the new phone number?
So go ahead and delete the old one out of your phone. You only got
one. Not yet. Don't delete it yet. Delete it in an hour.
In 56 minutes, just hit delete and save the following number for tomorrow on 96.5 The Fan.
Is it going to be the exact same number and it's just going to be 7965 instead of 7610?
That's exactly what it is tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's not that bad. I can remember that.
The text line is 913-586-7965. You cracked the code of all the secrets we keep over here, Carrington. You had me texting the boss just to guess it correctly?
I didn't know what the number was. I genuinely didn't know what the number is. We've had like four different numbers since I've worked here. So how was I supposed to? I just took a random guess and my guess ended up being correctly. So enjoy this number that we have, because tomorrow, if you try to text this number, no one will receive your text. I would like to receive your text. That's important. for us to receive your text. You guys are a very valuable member and part of the show. So I appreciate you. I do want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, I definitely appreciate you guys. And you guys have allowed us to take this next step as a station. So all the credit goes to you guys. But I just want to tell you that at least when it comes to our show is going to be the same. I can't really speak for anybody else's show. That's kind of their own business. But our show is, it's going to be the same. It's just going to be hopefully heard by more people. That's my hope, at least.
That's the goal. That's my goal. That's the goal.
I'm here telling you, if it's not heard by more people, we ain't going to have the show for too much longer. We ain't going to have this show. No little contract I just signed. Hey, ripping it up. Get it out of here. Somebody said, are you bringing Famous Amos over to the other station? Yeah, I am. Of course. Why would I not?
You know what
I'm not taking over there? Oreos.
No trash cookies in the new studio. I'm going to have a sign posted for tomorrow.
I'm not taking Oreos. That's what our promo should be. New frequency, same trash food takes. That's what it should be over there. That's what it should be. Because I still don't like baked beans. I still love Dippin' Dots. There's a lot of things that I still love. So, I mean, the show's going to be the same, just different. All right, Rob, we have a lot to get into. Lake is joining us in, 10 minutes? Henry Lake is going to be on the show. So Lake is going to join us. We'll talk about the Twins. We'll talk about the Royals. We'll talk about all of these separate things before we get out of here. All right, let's start with the Royals. It's really weird because I'm obviously happy that they won today, but I'm also disappointed that they lost this important series to Minnesota. I'm disappointed that they lost the series to the Boston Red Sox a week ago. Just a little disappointed. Someone sent this into the text line earlier, and I imagine that a lot of you have this same opinion about the Royals. And I want to be clear, it's certainly perfectly fine if you have this opinion about the Royals. Text line 913-586-7610. CDOT, I know you're trying to go through all the playoff scenarios, but I'm just happy that we are in a position to even make the playoffs and we can talk about it. I'm not really too concerned either way with what happens. I get that part. If you're a KU fan, in this example, a KU football fan, and you think they're going to win 3 games and they end up winning 7 games, but they don't win the Big 12, sure, that's great. I think at least for me, I'm willing to have that conversation when the regular season is over. Everyone would agree that the Royals could lose every game the rest of the season. The Royals have completely exceeded our expectations on what we thought this season could be. But once you get to this point, we might as well just make the playoffs. The Royals have been in this position now for 120 games. There are 40-something games left for you to make the postseason and really remember this year as something truly special. The 2013 year is cool. Now, obviously, this opinion is different because we know what 14 and 15 happened. But the Royals have a chance to have one of the 5 best seasons that you and I have ever experienced, if you're my age. They've had seasons where they've won 84 games before. And yeah, they were fun. And I still remember the 2003 Royals and we laugh and we smile about them. I have never seen the Royals have a year like I think they're going to have. You know, I think this Royal season ends. I think they make the playoffs. I think they probably lose the wild card series to a team that just is a little bit better than them. And we think, man, that was fun. They got a home game at Kauffman Stadium that really, really mattered. You had Reagans on the mound, or Singer on the mound, or Waka on the mound, and we got a chance in late September, early October, to go to a baseball game that none of us expected to be at. It's like that one Paul Rudd meme. Who would have guessed? Not me. You're telling me that there's a chance that Rob and I are at Kauffman Stadium on October 5th because they're hosting the New York Yankees in the wild card? Sign me up. And once you get in there, who knows what can happen? Isn't that the message that we got from the Royals in 2014? Isn't that the same message that we get every year in college basketball? Once you make the NCAA tournament, anything can happen. We saw St. Peter's go to the Elite Eight. We've seen 2-1 seeds lose in the last 7 years. I understand it's a series, but once you get to the dance, anything can happen. Anything can change. So let's see if they can get to the dance or not. I'm certainly not going to be mad if the Royals win 88 games and narrowly miss the postseason. It will have been a fun run. But while you are here, while all the games that are in front of you, while you still play Cleveland 7 times, you still play Minnesota, you have games against the Yankees, they're about to start the playoffs way sooner than October. They're going to start the playoffs like August 29th is when the playoffs really start for the Royals, and that 20-game stretch that they have 5 consecutive series against a team right now that would be in the postseason. So the playoffs, so to speak, playoffs, they're like 2 weeks away for starting for the Kansas City Royals. And every single game, every single decision, everything will matter if they are going to be able to continue and advance their season.
So I've said this before about other things, and it applies to the Royals. I have no problem with a, if the Royals fall short of the playoffs, I have no problem with a, hey, they exceeded expectations, they took a step forward, this is all we wanted to see, competitive baseball in Kansas City, all those feel-good stories, I'm fine talking about in December. But the Royals have been so good this year that they have changed fan expectations. What fans expect from this team in February is not what they expect from this team on August 1. On February 1, or even March 1, if you like, in spring training, Carrington, me and you thought this is like a 70-75 win team, and there was going to be nothing wrong with being a 70-75 win team. But come the All-Star break, if I had said, hey, they're going to be that 70-75 win team we talked about preseason, you would be upset. That would have been a fall from grace. Fan expectations changed. They are currently holding a playoff spot. And yes, it's an uphill climb in the division, but they are holding a wild card spot and have a chance to continue to hold off the Red Sox. Fan expectations now are hold on to that third wild card spot. You got what? 40, 45 games left in the season. The expectation is no longer be plucky, be fun, and just miss, and we'll all have a happy-go-lucky moment. The expectation now is in the sprint part of the season, grip as hard as you can onto that postseason spot. And yeah, as the third wild card, you go on the road and you have to play the 2 seed, I believe, which means you're headed to probably Baltimore in the first round of the wild card round, and you're probably sent home. But that's fine. That's the new expectation. The new expectation is the postseason. So I don't accept this, hey, look, they take the step forward conversation now, because the expectation changed, and it changed for the better because they started winning. So let's hold them to the winning that they have let us have this season.
I want to read this tweet to you guys really quickly, and coming up in a bit, we're going to be joined by Henry Lake. So if you can start getting Lake up here, and by the time I'm done talking about this, Lake will be on the phone. So there was a tweet earlier today from Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star, who has been, Sam McDowell has been the voice of the downtown stadium for the Kansas City Star, and the city, actually. The Royals have explored multiple downtown stadium sites with recent talks with the city studying the viability of Washington Square Park north of Crown Center. Multiple sources tell me wherever it is, Mayor Lucas would prefer to avoid another vote. More here. So you can read this story on the Kansas City Star, and we're going to be joined by Mayor Quentin Lucas tomorrow. He will actually be the first guest on 96.5 The Fan. I have never thought that the Royals are moving to Kansas. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I've been told by people connected to the Royals that they don't want to move to Kansas for just very, very different reasons. The Royals have never moved off their position of wanting to be downtown. They are going to make it work. It might not be where they try to sell us downtown, but I do think we have enough information that the Royals have made it very, very clear. If you are John Sherman and you are a billionaire, when you bought the Royals with a vision of a downtown stadium. One vote not passing is not enough to get you to move off of your position, especially if, and it sounds like this is going to be the case, it sounds like they're about to cut Frank White out of the conversation. It sounds like, just from my reading on it, talking to people, and we're going to have the mayor on, it sounds like the city of Kansas City, Missouri, is going to start negotiating with the Royals directly to get this deal done. You don't have to go through Jackson County to get this done. They don't need to get your approval to build a downtown stadium. They had to get your approval with how they want to fund the stadium. They do not need me or you to sign off on their idea for a downtown stadium. They need the city to sign off on it. Obviously, Kansas City, Missouri wants the Royals to stay in Jackson County. I think we are going to find out at some point between now and I would say the beginning of the Big 12 tournament. There's going to be another press conference and the Royals and the city are going to come together with a much better plan. I think you have to know if you are the Royals. A, you don't have the Chiefs to fall back on the way that you had the last time to kind of help push this thing through, and you got to come correct the next time you bring this to people. Now, I don't think because it failed that it is now going to be 100% privately funded. We are helping pay for some of it. So I don't care if you live in Kansas or Missouri. The Royals or the Chiefs are not building a new stadium that is 100% privately funded. That is just not the way that this goes. So the Royals are going to get some of our money. The question is, how are they going to get some of our money? And the question continues to be, where is the downtown stadium? Rob, I feel stronger than ever. And you know, I've never really wavered off the Royals are going to stay on the Missouri side. I certainly have wavered at times on whether it was going to be downtown or not. But I think the Royal Stadium will either be in one of two places. I think it will be in North Kansas City because we know they did the legwork to try to see if that was a viable location. I think the second, well, I guess their number one preference is for it to be in downtown Kansas City. I think their stadium is going to be downtown.
Me and you have been in lockstep on this all along. I've always felt like John Sherman didn't float out a downtown stadium just to be like, oh, I lost a vote. I guess I'm heading to Kansas now, or I guess I'm heading to the suburbs now. Or I don't think John Sherman even wants North Kansas City. I think today's Sam McDowell article shows us that the city and the Royals are working together to find a downtown option. Maybe that's Crown Center. Maybe that's Washington Square. I know at one point they talked about the 18th and Vine area, the Crossroads area. I still think it's a viable option. I don't think the Royals and the conversations about being downtown are done. I do think, and I'm not a Jackson County resident, nor a Casey Moe resident. I live on the Kansas side. The notion from Sam McDowell's article that they want to get this done without a vote would irk me a little bit, especially considering they lost the vote so decisively in the past. But that's political stuff. The sports stuff, the Royals want to be in the city, and I think it's better for everyone if they're in the actual city.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by our guy Henry Lake to talk about this Royals and Twins series and also talk about the top story in the NFL. J.J. McCarthy, torn meniscus in his knee. The rookie quarterback is going to miss his rookie year. Lake, happy to have you on the show today, man.
Hey, what's going on, T-Dot?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's funny because the Royals and the Twins appear to be so evenly matched. They appear to be the same, just different sides of the coin. But yet Minnesota has really dominated the Royals when they've gone head-to-head against each other.
Which has been kind of a little bit surprising in the fact that the Twins just cannot ever fully get healthy. It's always something with this squad, almost kind of like the Vikings. There's always something with them too, right? I mean, we look at the Twins, Buxton plays in game one, leaves in the sixth inning, didn't play the rest of the series. Currently, they've had Carlos Correa out since the All-Star break. So it's just one thing after another. But what it really speaks to is the depth of the Twins with their everyday lineup, some of the guys that they've called up from the minor league system.
No, you're certainly right. It's funny just kind of looking at this Twins team and I guess the Royals. I mean, you look at those three teams between Cleveland, Minnesota, and Kansas City. It really comes down to who plays the best against each other. Those three teams still have so many head-to-head matches against one another. I mean, Kansas City still has 10 games against either Cleveland or Minnesota. So Kansas City's not out of the divisional race, but they really got to get going, and especially in those matchups, if they want to have a serious conversation about winning the American League Central.
You know, it's interesting because after I got done with my post game last night after the Twins victory, I was listening to Vern and listening to some of the callers there. And you know, Josh Verner was really like, right now, the guys that have been the individuals that you've leaned on in that starting rotation, they have to step up. And I know that we got the Lugo yesterday and we had some success in the earlier part of the season against Reagans and hit the first two times that we faced them. But he was pretty dominant today. it was interesting to hear that conversation about leaning on the pitching when going into the season. If you're a Twins fan, you looked at your starting rotation and you had questions because you knew that Kenta Maeda was no longer a member of this organization. You knew that Sonny Gray was no longer a member of this organization. You were going to have to lean on some young guys to step in. And they've actually been better than I ever would have expected. Now, the issue is this offense has been hit or miss. And part of that is due to the fact that they have had a bunch of injuries that they've had to deal with. Flip a coin, you don't know when Buxton's going to be on the field. You don't know if Royce Lewis is going to have another freak injury. So, you know, when you look at this Twins situation, I just find it interesting in that the offense has been super inconsistent, but the pitching has been better than most people expected.
Like, when you look at Minnesota, do you think them winning the division is realistic because they've struggled against Cleveland?
I think it could happen. Do I think that it's realistic at this particular point? Probably not, because we have struggled against Cleveland, and Cleveland has been a team that they've only had maybe like a couple of losing streaks where you're like, okay, maybe we got a shot. But beyond that, Cleveland's been pretty consistent here over the duration of the season. So I know that the majority of this year we look and we say that it's three teams in this division that could win the division, being Kansas City, Minnesota, and Cleveland. But at this particular point, when you look at the sample size, I think that Minnesota and Kansas City are vying for the wild card, and I think that Cleveland's probably going to win it.
Right now, we're talking to Henry Lake here for a couple more minutes, going through some of the top stories, at least related to the Minnesota Twins, our series against the Royals. We'll also get to J.J. McCarthy. Lake, I am curious to get your thoughts on this. We were just talking about the Royal Stadium and it being downtown. What has a downtown baseball stadium meant to Minneapolis?
Oh, it's meant a lot. On the other side of that, we've had the downtown stadiums be downtown for quite some time, right? Like everything in Minnesota is pretty much in downtown Minneapolis. You've got Target Center, which is connected by a plaza to Target Field. And then if you could literally walk all the way down to the Vikings' brand-new stadium, which is U.S. Bank Stadium. The only other stadiums that are a little bit a ways away are in St. Paul, because you've got Allianz Field, which is where Minnesota United Soccer, they play. And then you've got XO Energy Center that's over in downtown St. Paul. For the hockey team, the Minnesota Wild. Other than that, University of Minnesota. So I don't think that, like, the way that things are in Minneapolis, you can really look at it and kind of compare and contrast it to Kansas City, because you guys have had Kauffman and Arrowhead be out there for so many years.
What was it like to see Anthony Edwards win a gold medal?
It was nice to see Steph get him a gold medal, right? I mean, Steph, get everybody a gold medal. You need to look at Tyrese Halliburton and Jason Tatum and ask those questions. But, no, realistically, I mean, Ant, he had his moments early. Then he kind of had his struggles when they got into the quarterfinals and the semifinals, just kind of turning over the basketball. It's not like he ever shot that poorly, but we're still seeing some of the decision-making at a young age be somewhat of a roller coaster for Anthony Edwards. But he had a good game in the final. Like, he knocked down a couple of threes, scored some baskets. But for him, just kind of down the stretch watching, you know, Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, that was pretty cool.
I think that this Olympics was a really good bridge between sort of the past and the future of the NBA. You know, you had those guys who have just been, they have been generational, culture defining, with Steph Curry, LeBron, and Kevin Durant. You also got to see Anthony Edwards, and he had, I can't remember what game it was, when he got that steal and that windmill dunk, it was just, hey, this guy looks like Dwayne Wade when he did this. And you also had Victor Wembanyama, who played incredibly well in the finals. The NBA is in a really good transitional period as you get away from the old guys, so to speak, and you start to see a lot of the, you know, under 25 crowd.
Yeah, and I think that what we found out in 2024 with USA Basketball specifically is that years ago, it was like you could mix and match and you can trot out, you know, a different five in intervals, whatever, and they were going to get it done. That ain't the case no more. Like, down the stretch, you got to have five guys that you're going to lean on to get it done. It ain't no, you know, we're just going to throw Jason Tatum in there. Nah, Jason Tatum going to sit on the bench. It ain't no, you know, we're just going to throw Tyrese Halliburton because he's good enough. Yeah, he's good enough to be on the team, but down the stretch, you got to have Steph, you got to have Bron, and you got to have KD. So that's the interesting thing about USA Basketball now, is that years ago, it was like, yeah, you could do more mixing and matching and having five different guys out there, and they just kind of breeze through. Now that's not the case because the rest of the world is caught up.
Last thing here, Lake, top story, I guess, for you today is the J.J. McCarthy news. J.J. McCarthy has torn his meniscus. He is going to be out for this entire 2024 season. What's the feeling in Minneapolis? What's the feeling around the Vikings right now with this devastating news?
Man, the fans are depressed, bro. Seriously. Like, they're depressed. Like, when did he even get hurt? Like, at what point? It was like he never really got touched. And I think that fans are like, are we just cursed? Because I don't know if you've heard, they had a joint practice earlier today with the Cleveland Browns, and Jordan Addison got carted off. And they're saying that it's not anything serious. They're saying it's an ankle. But it's like, it's always something with the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, it's been a terrible offseason for the Vikings. First day of training camp, one of their top cornerbacks, Mekhi Blackmon, done for the year, torn ACL. Just literally 2 weeks earlier, cornerback Kyree Jackson, one of their draft picks, killed in a car crash in Virginia. So right now, I think that a lot of Viking fans are looking at this team and they're feeling like, what did we do wrong?
What do you think the Vikings are going to do now? Do you think they stick with Sam Darnold, or can you see a scenario where they try to make a trade to go get somebody else? Could they trade for Mac Jones or one of those QBs? Are they going to let it ride with Darnold?
No, Darnold's the guy. They're riding with Darnold. Darnold was going to, he was going to be the week one starter anyway. That was going to be the plan. They didn't want to show all their cards in their hand here in the preseason because they liked what they were seeing at training camp. And I thought that, you know, JJ looked solid when I was out there training camp last week. But the bottom line is they're just going to ride it out with Sam Darnold, and hopefully he could be one of those Geno Smith / Baker Mayfield type of stories.
I don't know what, like, a popular restaurant for you guys is, but, like, let's say there's only one table left, and Anthony Edwards and Justin Jefferson get there at the same time. Who gets the table?
Ooh, man. If Justin Jefferson and Anthony Edwards both walk into Manny's Steakhouse or Murray's Steakhouse, I think that Anthony Edwards is going to get the table.
That sounds kind of
crazy because we know that JJ is the best wide receiver in the National Football League, but it's something about Ant in terms of him being more charismatic, him being more in the spotlight, him doing more media interviews and stuff like that. And plus, he's had more success in terms of being able to get, you know, I mean, JJ has been good, but, you know, when you look at the playoff success or lack thereof, you know, the fact that Anthony Edwards was able to get them to the Western Conference Finals last year, I think that that's the thing that is sitting in a lot of people's brains.
That is our guy, Henry Lake, joining us on the show today for all things Minnesota, Minneapolis, as the Royals and the Twins just wrap up a series. The Twins do what they need to do, take care of home field, and they win two of the three games against the Royals. Lake, man, I'm happy for our last guest on 610 Sports Radio. You were the perfect person to have on today, man. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, congratulations on switching over to the FM side, man. That's going to be a game changer for Kansas City.
Absolutely, Lake, man. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Holla.
That's our guy, Henry Lake, joining us on the show today. Let's step aside here. Let's take a little break. We'll get back to the Royals coming up on the other side. They lose a heartbreaking series, 2-1 to the Minnesota Twins. They started this week a half game out of second place. Now they're a game and a half out. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, the only place in Kansas City that gives you a random Royals lineup.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck. Remember, Mike's got this. 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Let me tell you guys that we are switching over to the FM side. Starting tomorrow at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we will be 96.5 The Fan. So if you want to come on over with us to the FM side, I would greatly appreciate it. If you would tell one friend to also do the same thing, I also would appreciate it. Now, I know that some of you are very resistant to change, and I understand that radio is a creature of habit, like most media, you know? I listen to the same podcast every week, you know? You know that your favorite television show, Game of Thrones, comes on the same time every day on HBO, and that's important, building consistency. The show is going to come on the same time. And however you are currently listening to the show, you can also listen to the show that way tomorrow. You just have the option, and it's now the preferred option, of you listening to it on 96.5 FM. So if you are a podcast person, hey, for all, please keep listening to the podcast. A lot of you listen to the podcast, actually. If you love the app, listen to the app. If you don't want to come over and you want to stay right here on 610, it's going to be simulcast on 610. So that is well within your rights. In fact, you know what? It counts the same for me if you listen to the 610 or the 96.5. It counts the same for me and for Rob. So you are still supporting the show. But I would just encourage you to listen to 96.5, and I think you'll be happy. I think you'll be happy with your decision. Rob, do you remember the song by Mariah Carey, When a Hero Comes Along? That was a great song. One of my favorite Mariah Carey songs. Just, it always makes you feel good.
I saw that song live.
Oh, yeah, you did. You went to go see her last year for Christmas. I remember.
I was confused. That wasn't on the Christmas album, but
yeah,
whatever.
So today, Cole Reagans was that hero for the Royals. They really needed a good start. They did not get a good start from Brady Singer. They certainly didn't get one from Seth Lugo a couple of nights ago. Man, today they really needed good Cole Reagans. They needed him to go out there and get guys out, to go deep into the ball game and give them a chance to win. And you know what he did? Just that. Today, Cole Reagans gave you 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run, struck out 8, and didn't walk a single batter. Boy, they needed that. They could not get swept by the Minnesota Twins. You could not afford to get swept. You could not start this week a half game back and end 3.5 games back and continue to get further and further away from winning the division.
winning this series, having Cole Reagans be that kind of stopper, that's what a number one looks like. My team's back is up against the wall. We're about to get swept in a really important series. I have to go out here and do my job and help carry us today to a victory. And their stars were stars today. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a home run on a pitch. I don't know how he hit that home run. Like, if you look to see where the pitch was and where he made contact and where it landed, there's not many human beings that could have hit a home run in that spot. And then for Cole Reagans to go out there and throw zeros the way that he did, be efficient, strike guys out, not put guys on base, never really put the Royals in any kind of predicament today. They just desperately needed, just like in basketball, we talk about how sometimes you need somebody to go get you a bucket. Or in football, somebody's got to make a play on defense to get you off the field on third down to force a punt and give the offense a chance. They really needed a starting pitcher today to go out there and throw zeros and not put a lot of stress and strain on their bullpen. They have put a lot in stress and strain on their bullpen over the last couple of days. And exactly what they needed today, they got just that from Cole Reagans.
He did his job. We've talked a lot, and there have been a lot of guys the Royals have sold us on, hey, this is the stopper, this is the stopper, this is the stopper. None of them have been the stopper. Zach Greinke was, but the problem was every other day they lost. It was Zach Greinke and then four losses. It's not really a stopper. That's what you need out of your top-end starting pitching. That's what you need when you have one of those type of guys. And Cole Reagans went out and was one of those type of guys today. By the way, Carrington, you know I get to hit for the last time on 610?
First to breaking news in Kansas City Sports Radio.
Oh, goodness, what is it? I don't even know what it is.
Per Jordan Schultz, we have a trade in the National Football League.
Brandon Ayuk?
The Patriots are sending Matthew Judon, the four-time Pro Bowler, to the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh.
The deal is in the final stages and will be finished soon. But Matthew Judon, who said, if you ain't paying me, I'm not playing, is now going to be an Atlanta Falcon.
That's a good trade for Atlanta. I like that trade for Atlanta. That's not what I thought you were going to tell me. I thought you were telling me that the Brandon Ayuk trade had finally happened.
There's only so many breaking news sounders left in the day.
I got it. I'm not mad if that's what the breaking news sounder is. I am just telling you that when you said breaking news had happened, an NFL trade, I just assumed that it was Brandon Ayuk. I mean, I guess it could have been Hassan Reddick, but no, Matthew.
I wouldn't have hit the breaking news for Hassan Reddick.
Okay, that's.
Matthew Judon was good last year. Really good last year.
No, that's fair. Okay, all right. Well, Matthew Judon, last couple of years, he's had double-digit sacks. He actually was hurt last year, so didn't play in a whole lot of games last year. But, I mean, he played in four games and got four sacks last year. If that's the guy that the Atlanta Falcons are getting, they were already the favorite to add a player like this at this stage in the season is actually really, really strong. I'd be curious to know what the compensation was to go get Matthew Judon. I'd also be very interested to know what his contract looks like. You are making this trade with Judon because you have agreed to an extension and a new deal for him, and I get it. If your guaranteed money is starting to run out and you know this is your last chance to get a bite off of the apple, then you got to do what you got to do. And it was clear that New England didn't want to do it, and they were looking for a way to have him move on to another team. It seems like they found it. Let me know when you see what the trade compensation is going to be like. He's a 31-year-old pass rusher who got hurt last year. I'm going to guess a third-round pick. I'm going to guess a third and a conditional six. That could be a fifth if something goes right with Matthew Judon. That's going to be my guess. What's your guess of what the trade's going to look like?
I think it's I think you're probably around about right. I was thinking just a second, just because you can maybe get over on the Falcons a little bit because of urgency and timeline. But I think third and a conditional late is probably the correct answer.
Yeah, the Falcons are really setting themselves up to be disappointed, are they not?
I mean, they're, of all the teams in football that I don't understand, a team like them being all in makes no sense to
me. That's a good roster. I think a lot of teams in the NFC.
Is it though? Have any of the guys other than Kirk Cousins done anything that you go, oh, we know he's like, It's a lot of like, we think that player is good. Aren't the Falcons exactly what you'd say a lot about other teams? We're just a quarterback away. Like, that's what they're trying to do.
I don't disagree with you on Atlanta. I'm with you. And history would tell you that it's probably going to go very poorly for them. But if you are them last year and your quarterback's threw 17 touchdown passes and 17 interceptions, it's easy to see how you can convince yourself that if you just had Kirk Cousins, who is much better than that. I mean, there are two quarterbacks last year. I guess they got three quarterbacks make starts last year. Completed 61% of their passes, threw for less than 400 yards, and threw 17 touchdown passes last year. And over the course of the year, they had an 80 quarterback rating. So they're probably thinking we don't need much. And I will say in the NFC, San Francisco's at the top. It sounds crazy to say. Detroit is at the top. There feels like there's room to be that third best team in the NFC and kind of surprise some people. Now, is that team going to be Atlanta? Probably not. Historically, certainly not going to be the case. But if you're Atlanta and you can figure out a way to win 11 games, you can talk yourself into being a dangerous team that could maybe win a game or two in the postseason. I get it. Now, if Atlanta was in the AFC, we wouldn't be having this conversation. In the NFC right now, who's the third best team in the NFC? So if we're saying San Francisco's one.
Is Dallas three?
Dallas is having problems. Dallas right now is the most bet under team in the National Football League. I just saw that earlier today. They're the most popular under bets in the league. So Dallas appears to be vulnerable. Philadelphia appears to be vulnerable. I mean, I actually think the third best team is probably Green Bay. But Green Bay won 9 games last year. I understand what you're saying about Atlanta. I don't want this taken like I'm some huge Atlanta Falcons fan coming into the year, but I get why Atlanta thinks we've spent a lot of offensive resources the last couple of years with Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. We spent a lot on offense. We think our defense is a little bit better than people give us credit for. We're in a very, very winnable division, and the NFC just appears to be a little bit wide open this year. Why not us? I understand why Atlanta is making these moves. So if you missed it, breaking news, Atlanta just traded for Matthew Judon. I mean, he is the best available pass rusher. So good trade for them. We'll be very interested to see what the compensation looks like for Matthew Judon. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio, home of the hallowed title, friend of the show.
I'm very happy to be a friend of the show. It's always good to talk to you, man.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 610 Sports Radio. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
We just got the trade compensation for the Matthew Judon trade. He's been traded for a third-round pick. So right now, the Falcons, they assume $6.5 million of his contract. He is going to get a new deal. So we'll see what that looks like for the Atlanta Falcons. But Atlanta goes out and makes a pretty big move, a big trade. Salute to them for making that deal, making that move. The Falcons, they have now acquired Matthew Judon onto their roster. Rob, I know we don't have a lot of time left. I would like to acknowledge this before we sign off today and we officially turn into 96.5 The Fan. Danny Parkins, he is leaving 670 The Score. He hasn't made an announcement yet of what he's going to do. So that is coming up. I was trying to remember.
Others may have made an announcement for him. Others may have been hinting at what's happening, but he hasn't announced.
Yeah, and I feel like everywhere kind of knows where he's going now at this point. So the official announcement has not happened yet. So I kind of caught myself because I read a story yesterday in the Chicago Sun-Times, and in the story, it then said that it was being passed around internally. So I feel like everyone knows. But I'm really happy for Danny. We've talked a lot over the course of the last 2-3 weeks of things have kind of come together for him. I'm really excited to see what his next move is. I was really honored that I could be a part of his final show in Chicago. It's been a long time. Danny worked in Chicago for 7.5 years, which is obviously a great run to be doing middays and afternoons in Chicago. And also, this reminded me, I've been doing this show for a long time. A long time. I've been doing this show. So congratulations to my brother, Danny Parkins. And he is now going to be moving on to a television venture. I can't say that. I can say that, right? Television venture, I think everyone knows that he is going into television. I can't tell you yet what the television venture is.
Do you know the one network he'll be at?
No, I don't actually. I don't even know the network. I just know that it is a television venture. That's all I can say about Danny Parkin. So good luck to him. He will be on the show at some point next week. Before the television venture begins, we will have Danny on the show, hoping to get Nick on the show at some point here over the next couple of days as well. Really excited to catch up with both of them as they are doing very, very well for themselves. But, all right, before we sign off today, I would like to have a conversation about Carson Steele. Carson Steele, running back. I'm sure you guys know who he is now. Rob, are we certain that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is making this team? I bring that up because it is obvious that Carson Steele is making the team. So there are two running back spots that are open. They also have Denarik Prince. Now, maybe Clyde makes this team and they put Denarik Prince on the practice squad, and that is a way for them to keep all four of them. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire was not very productive in their preseason game. He also has not practiced the last couple of days for this team. Now, I don't know why Clyde Edwards-Helaire is out. He gave us some insight on sort of what he's been dealing with. I don't know if that has caused him to take a leave of absence for the team. I don't want to speculate about the mental health and status of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. When they tell us, I'm happy to react and report to it, but I do not know why he is not there. From the football side of it, they could have their number two running back. I think it is important to note with Carson Steele, we are not talking about some D3 running back that is being given an opportunity. He had 1,500 yards 2 years ago at Ball State in the MAC. He then transferred to UCLA and averaged 5.1 yards per carry last year at UCLA in the Pac-12. And the Pac-12 was, from top to bottom, it might have been the best conference in college football last year. Every year, there is an undrafted running back that pops up out of nowhere that surprises people. What if that player is on the Chiefs? And you know what I don't want? I don't want Clyde Edwards-Helaire blocking carries if you think you could have that guy. I know what they have in Isaiah Pacheco. But this team could certainly use a solid number two option and somebody that if something happens to Isaiah Pacheco or you want to keep him fresh over the course of 17 weeks, is there somebody else you trust? Let's continue to see how Carson Steele develops, but I think there could be something there. I had a lot of fun today. Hopefully you guys did as well. I appreciate you guys. I am happy to tell you that this is the end of 610 Sports Radio. The next time you will hear us, we will be on 96.5 The Fan. I am excited about it. Hopefully you are excited about it too. We will be back tomorrow. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.